Macmillan Audio presents The Spiritual Child, The New Science on Parenting for Health and Lifelong Thriving by Lisa Miller, PhD, with Teresa Barker. Read for you by Christine Marshall. In Love, for Isaiah, Leah, and Lila. Introduction. Science is a lens, a way of understanding just about anything, including, as it turns out, spirituality. Science is particularly powerful in deciphering things difficult to perceive with the naked eye, which has made it all the more valuable as we search for tangible evidence to explain our relationship with an essentially intangible realm. I am a clinical psychologist and director of clinical psychology at Columbia University Teachers College and a leading scientist in the now booming field of spirituality and psychology, mental health, and thriving. My lab has conducted multiple research studies and published scores of research articles on spiritual development in children, adolescents, and families. Often, when I give talks across the country, parents rush up with accounts of their children caring for younger siblings or elderly grandparents, talking to animals, or singing in prayer. "Children are so spiritual," they'll say. Sometimes, in difficult family moments or a crisis, children display wisdom and understanding far more on point than the surrounding aggravated or bereaved adults. These moments are but a glimpse into the deep foundational reality of childhood. As a scientist, I know childhood spirituality to be a powerful truth that is incontrovertible yet strangely absent from our mainstream culture. That children are so spiritual is not merely anecdote or opinion, be it mine or anyone else's. It is an established scientific